Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
On today's wrestling news, we've got a new champion crowned on SmackDown.
Knoxville is heading to WrestleMania.
And Pat McAfee's WrestleMania opponent has been announced. Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? My name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth to talk all things wrestling. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, subscribe to the channel, and links to each story is in the timestamps in the description. Click them and off you go. But first up, last night on SmackDown, we had an Intercontinental Championship match between Sami Zayn, obviously the current champion, well, the ex-champion, and Ricochet, who beat him to become the new Intercontinental Champion, to a huge pop from the crowd. So hopefully lots of people get behind him for this one, because they've done nothing with him for far too long. So I'm quite excited about him actually getting a bit of a push for a change. So this was Sami Zayn's first title defense in this current run of the Intercontinental Championship, and Ricochet's first win of the Intercontinental title as well, which interestingly makes him the first guy to hold all three of WWE's secondary titles, with the obviously the US Championship and the North American Championship as well.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
But it is. But how did he win, I hear you ask? Well, of course it was with interference. Why wouldn't it be? Johnny Knoxville was obviously there. And he caused a bit of distraction, and Ricochet did the whole Hurricanrana into a pin thing to beat him. But I hear you have a little bit more on a certain Johnny Knoxville as well.
I do have a little bit more, because obviously after all this happened, the big, like, oh, shock, Johnny Knoxville costing the match. Sami Zayn got backstage, he was going nuts, he was smashing stuff, he was destroying everything. He was like, Johnny Knoxville, I'm sick of this, we've been going back and forth for ages, we should have a match at WrestleMania, let's make it happen. And then Kayla Braxton sounded really disinterested by all of this, which made me really chuckle, made me pop all the way through the interview. She said to Johnny Knoxville, Sammy thinks this, he wants a match against you, what do you think? And Johnny was like, you know what, I've been through a lot, I've had my PP broken in like Jackass, I'm not scared of you, so yeah, let's have a match at WrestleMania. So that's happening. We're gonna have Johnny Knoxville taking on Sami Zayn at WrestleMania, obviously not over the IC title now, but it does make me a little bit concerned, because Ricochet's won this belt so close to Mania, there's no clear vision as to what's gonna happen with that belt at Mania. If it was me personally, I'd do a little ladder match at WrestleMania. We've not had a multi-person ladder match in ages. I think we should just do that, just throw them all in there together. But we've got Johnny Knoxville on the card. It's huge. It's a big thing. WrestleMania, they're really throwing everything at this WrestleMania, aren't they? We've got another massive celebrity appearance to go with another one, which is happening, which I think you can give us a bit more information on as well, Phil.
Indeed I can, but just before that, I like the ladder match idea. It's actually quite a fun one. I like that idea, because there's rumours of the women's battle royale will be on WrestleMania, but the men's battle royale will not be on WrestleMania. Ooh. It will be on either Raw or SmackDown before WrestleMania.
We're going to get another WrestleMania SmackDown. Is that we're going to get another one?
Yes, absolutely. But we'll need some kind of big multi-man men's match on WrestleMania card. Yeah. Why the hell not do a big ladder match? It's just a fun thing. It's just a fun thing. Yeah. And Ricochet can do some crazy flips and look amazing and win again, and it'll just be good.
That's it. He's reportedly, what, number two top babyface in SmackDown right now, like according to the reports in the back. So give Ricochet a good old push, is what I say.
Indeed, keep this going. But like you say, another celebrity match at WrestleMania is, of course, Pat McAfee's match. This was obviously announced on the Pat McAfee podcast, when Vince McMahon was on it, the crazy podcast that it was, and Vince McMahon offered him the match sort of live on the podcast, and Pat McAfee got very excited about this, obviously. Well, his opponent has been announced last night on SmackDown as well, because Austin Theory got into it with Pat McAfee a little bit. He kind of smacked the headphones off his face and kind of called him out. and said that he will be his opponent. And then Pat McAfee kind of called him as like a little bitch and claimed that no one knows who he is over here anyway. So like, what are you doing here? And then like they cut to commercial. And then after that, Michael Cole made the match official. It is going to be Austin Theory versus Pat McAfee at WrestleMania 38. With no word yet on what Vince McMahon's like role will be in all of this, whether he's going to be in Austin Theory's corner or whether he's just going to be helping Austin Theory in the run-up to it. Like, no word on that, like, because obviously there's rumors of Vince McMahon either wrestling or doing something at WrestleMania. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. But Austin Theory versus Pat McAfee is the way it's going at the minute.
And the winner gets Vince McMahon's love. I think that should be the stipulation for that one. I think this is a good call. I think McAfee's shown that he can actually hold his own in a ring. He really sold the fact on the interview that he'd not been training, apparently, even though he's got a ring at his headquarters, whatever you want to call it, where he does the actual Pat McAfee show. I think him and Austin Theory will do some ridiculous stuff because McAfee can like do a 20-foot standing leap. And Austin Theory's already proven on Raw that he can do loads of incredible stuff as well. He did it in NXT. So I think this works. Whether it's as big a marquee thing as having McAfee against Vince McMahon, it's probably not, is it? So you do have to imagine that Vince McMahon's going to be in there at some point, or maybe even just as a special guest referee or something. So, yeah, like I said, they're throwing everything at this WrestleMania. And I think what they've sold, I think there's about 5,000 or so tickets left available. I think they're trying to get like 65,000. I think the capacity is looking like for per night for WrestleMania, if that makes sense. And I think I read somewhere online that they've got like 5,000 or so seats still left available. So I don't know, maybe they're going to have to bring out a certain rattlesnake to get those last 5,000 over the line, if you get my drift.
Indeed, and even having it set up for 65 is still much smaller than that building can hold, because it's a really bloody big building. It can definitely fit 100,000 in there if they were selling tickets.
They're still going to say there's 100,000 people in that stadium regardless. Come on. They'll break all the records.
Or they'll just do their attendance record, but like add both nights together and go, aren't we amazing?
Yeah, I can see it coming.
Yeah, but it should be fun. WrestleMania. It's exciting.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But let's move over to some Twitter questions to end this little video. I will say there will be another little video coming a little bit later as well with some news from AEW, but this is just the WWE stuff. So I have a question from Wrestling with Doom on Twitter, who says, with Darby being dramatic after the match, could we be getting a heel turn? And more importantly, will Andrade get to buy that child? And then he's got a picture of Bruce, who passed away recently and is missed. But Bruce is a very good boy. Cute dog.
Oh, he didn't. That's a bit of a tinge of darkness. I just thought we were getting a doggy picture. Oh, that's really sad. Oh, I don't really care about the question, though. But I'll answer it anyway. I know it's an AEW question as well. We're going to have the AEW video later. But I think a Darby heel turn would be interesting. I think it's his character recently, it's not been as at the forefront as what it may have been like throughout like the pandemic era and things like that. It might need a bit of a fresh coat of paint, so to speak. Maybe even keeping Sting with him as a heel That'll be interesting. That'll be something that nobody maybe sees coming. So we'll see what happens there. Maybe Andrade will finally get to buy that boy. And we'll see what goes on there as well. They had a great match at AEW. I'll speak more about it in the other video. But they had
a
great old match. So, yeah, I'd like to see that. I think his character may need it.
Yeah, I'd be down for some kind of change with Darby Allin. Maybe if it's not even a full heel turn, he just turns into like a kind of Shades of Grey character. Because I think if anyone can kind of pull off that side of middly, like, can do bad things, can do good things kind of thing, it's Darby Allin and that kind of character, I think it'd work for.
He can literally paint himself grey.
Indeed. Yeah. But I would 100% love Andrade to buy that boy, because I just want to know what he wants to do with him. It's mainly...
Yeah, it's a very different show, that.
The next question comes from Dan, not Danny Spenker, who says, it's often said that certain wrestlers don't need a title to be over. Can the head of the table gimmick stay over without gold?
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely one of them, because he's just the biggest star in the company, really, outside of Brock Lesnar, maybe Ronda Rousey, The Push, Becky Lynch, those kind of people. But yeah, quite easily. And I think that's what they're going to have to start thinking about. Obviously, after WrestleMania, if he does win both the belts and then another belt gets introduced, because WWE don't understand what unification means, if when that happens... I think you need to build somebody up to win that belt, so then they're brought up to that level, and then Roman can keep carry on like doing the thing that he's doing, and you've got somebody else who's at that level as well. That's the idea. That's how you are meant to build stars. Whether that happens is another thing entirely, but yeah, Roman could survive without the belt quite easily.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a good story that they could tell for whenever he eventually loses it, but then like to take him away from the title picture for a while, he can just get sidetracked by annoyances, like just people doing things to him or around him that he gets annoyed by, and has to like do a thing with them. But then the more sort of people get involved with keeping him out of the title picture, the more and more frustrated he'll get. So the more like angry and destructive he'll be at them, until the point where he can finally come back and fight for the gold. And I think you can keep him to the side a little bit like that, and his aura and his ego will be the thing to carry him through, still believing he's the head of the table, even if he doesn't actually have the gold, but always with an eye on having that gold at some point again in the future, but just getting sidetracked. And I think that'd be a good little story.
It's very similar to when you see the likes of Brock Lesnar do it, when he goes on to be this kind of attraction, where you just don't need that belt, you can just be somebody you can just build up other people. So
absolutely. But that was today's little wrestling news. Like I say, there is another video about AEW coming up just in a few, like hour or two, something like that. So look out for that. And then we'll have ups and downs for Rampage and ups and downs for SmackDown coming out later on today as well. And then we'll have a stream for AEW Revolution coming tomorrow, which will be me and Adam Wilborn, so make sure you join us for that. Follow us on Twitter, that's what you do. Go to Twitter and go to @PhilMyChambers to follow me, and then go to Twitter and go to
@GMorgan04 to do that thing to me. Yeah.
Yes. And then go to Twitter and go to @WhatCultureWWE to follow all of us. Subscribe to the video, like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, but most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
See you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.